This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our we have a very, very special guest this morning. But before I get to him, I just wanted to mention the CBS 60 Minute program aired on Sunday evening. I watch it because I want to know what the enemy is doing and how they're using television to influence our reality. And one of the programs they broadcasted a second time was an interview with Sergeant Darby. And it was Sergeant Darby that got the films about what happened at Abu Ghraib prison and turned them in because he felt it was criminal activity and they couldn't treat other human beings the way that the Muslim prisoners being treated at Abu Ghraib. The whole reason for showing that and a clip, and it was a very good clip, and Darby came through as a true hero man who felt it didn't matter what the enemy did, we were Americans, we didn't treat other human beings that way, was to deflect attention away from the fact that this was ordered by Rumsfeld and the hierarchy of the military. They knew exactly what was going on. If you watch that film, you'd never know that the general who investigated Abu Ghraib had his career ended and was forced to go into retirement because he told the truth. And he was told not to tell the truth. He was told it would ruin his career if he told the truth. And a two-star general, Filipino, probably the only Filipino two-star general we had, gave up his career to tell the truth. And that was that this was well known by the Army brass. They were encouraging this sort of thing. And you would never know that watching 60 Minutes. It was all the people involved. They create our reality through programs like that. Well, this morning we're going to be doing an interesting program, and we may offend some people who are Mormons. But after all, if we care about Mormons, we're going to tell them the truth. And this is what Ed Dicker's been doing for a long time. He himself is a Temple Mormon and used to wear the underwear and knew all the secrets and the handshakes and all of these things, and we did a program together last night, and a very nice lady called in who was a Mormon and was highly offended by the fact that I'd had Ed Dicker on. And yet, if I care for people, if I care about where they're going to spend eternity, I'm going to have to offend some people, and you may not like what I say or specifically what Ed Dicker says, but you need to hear what he says. And if you are a Mormon, at least get out the Bible and read the Gospel of John and understand that what you've been told just isn't true, because the message of Mormonism is the message that the serpent gave to Eve in the Garden of Eden, and that is that you can become God. Good morning, Ed. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. It's bright and sunny in Seattle. I hope it's the same way down your neck of the woods.
Well, no, we get fog every morning this period of time, but then it'll be bright and sunny later in the day. So I think I'll settle for a little fog in the mornings. I don't have to have all the rain that you do there.
I agree with you. And we just, every time we see sun, we have block parties up here in Seattle, you know.
Right, so. Well, anyway, it's a beautiful. Seattle is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, but I'll take where I live against any place in the world. I've lived many places, but we don't want to talk about climate. We want to talk about Mitt Romney this morning, and of course Mormonism, because you what 20 years in the Mormon faith?
I was in the Mormon Church for 20 years, just under 19 years plus, and was a very active member of the church. Held many positions in the church, and I say that I accidentally got saved because that's the last thing that I was looking for. Like, I need to go out and find the truth. I believed I had the truth. I believe that the Christian church had fallen and that it, there was no authority to act in the name of God on the earth, and it required a new prophet, a new man to come onto the scene to hold the keys to the last dispensation. And God used this young man named Joseph Smith, and he was the prophet that God chose to give the keys to the kingdom to, and that he is operated as a savior to us people. We sang songs about him in the church that with a savior's blood, he shed his blood for us, and he reigns in courts on high to plead our cause above, songs like that. I believe that if I live righteously, that I would become a god, and be given many goddess wives. And then, like I said, a circumstance in my life brought me to my knees in a very harsh, hard way. And in that experience, I found the real God. Again, another circumspect way. And one day I was at a church that I shouldn't have been in, and I went forward and got on my knees and surrendered it all to Jesus. That was over 30 years ago, and I've been running with God full speed ever since. And I had to, a year after I became a Christian, I had to leave my business, close it down, give it to another person, and just decide that I was going to serve God fully every day of my life. And I was going to reach back to my people, the Mormon people, and tell them about the real Jesus.
And you have the distinction of being the most hated man in the world as far as Mormons are concerned.
Well, yeah, I was telling you last night that I did a radio show in Salt Lake City, and it was odd because it was a Mormon host on a Mormon station, and I asked him, are you really sure you want to do this? And he said, yeah, I want to do this. The first half hour was fun. There were a lot of Mormons that had been calling in, and I feel like they had set me up with these people. But it was a good exchange, and he has introduced me as the most hated man in Utah. And then when we came back from the mid break in the hour show, he reintroduced me. He said I was wrong. You were the most hated man in the entire world as far as Mormons are concerned. But you know, we want to talk about Mitt Romney this morning, and I did a radio show in Seattle here on a main station, a Christian station, and on a 1 hour show, and we're in drive time in the evening, and as I was began to talk about Mitt about 20 minutes into the show.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Ed Decker. Talking about Mormonism and Romney.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Sattel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we guest this morning is Ed Decker. So you were talking about you were doing this radio program in Seattle. It was drive time in the evening, and what happened?
Well, we were talking about Mitt Romney, and I was explaining to them how Mitt Romney is part of a Mormon illusion that they're going to reign in a theocracy in the United States prior to the second coming of Christ, and began talking about his sacred underwear and the markings on it that were Masonic. 20 minutes into the show, we went to break and never came back. And I got on the air, went to the radio, and it was dead air. And then they went to something similar to chamber music, and it literally shut the show down right there, 20 minutes into it, and went to music for the last 40 minutes of the program, and just never contacted me, never said another word about it. It was the same station years ago that I did a thing on masonry and was ejected from the station because some of the leaders of the station were Masons. And I think that when we began talking about the Masonic markings on the underwear that Mitt Romney wears, I think that was the key again to be kicked off the air. But they didn't waste any time. I'm very concerned about the Mitt Romney situation when people like Jay Sekulow and Pat Robertson and Lou Sheldon are endorsing him and getting involved in his campaign. You know, we're seeing Christians compromise the gospel in order because the man looks good and because he has politically conservative views.
Well, I think that maybe you should explain what the underwear is about, what the relationship is between Mormonism and Masonry, and the major belief of Masons is the devil's belief that we can become gods. That's what certainly Rhonda Burns and her secret is all about. We can become God, and boy, there's nothing in the Bible that suggests that we're ever going to become gods.
I don't know if I want the job. You know, it's a pretty heavy job.
Yeah.
And in Mormonism, it's even worse because a Mormon god has many goddess wives, and I have difficulty, you know, managing the one wife I actually have, let alone having another couple, 300 or 400 wives that I have to keep happy.
In fact, I've always wondered why any woman would want to go along with it, the idea that, you know, your husband's going to have all these other wives and spirit wives and having spirit children to be able to populate the planet that you're going to be given, you know, when you become a god. I mean, this is so incredible that adults will really believe that we are going to become a god if we just...
Well, Corinthians talks about that these people's eyes will be blinded and by the god of this age or the god of this world, and the Mormons say they don't worship... They believe in multi-gods, and so they believe that the god of this earth is the god whom they worship, even though the Bible says the god of this world is Satan,
right.
A small g god. And it's the way I don't know that they comprehend. They say that the god of this earth has a god above him, who has a god above him, who has a god above him, who has a god above him. And when I'm talking to a Mormon, I say, I want to talk to you about the god above all the other gods. You know, it sounds like Paul on Mars Hill. You know, you're trying to explain to a people who have a concept of a pantheon of gods out there. And not only do they have a pantheon of gods above them, but they believe that they too shall become, if they're worthy, to become gods, and the place where you become worthy is in the Mormon temple. If you remember that lady last night, she said she wasn't going to vote for Mitt Romney because he doesn't obey all of Heavenly Father's laws. Well, there's 4,000 laws out there, and you've got to be obedient to them all. In the Mormon temple, because this is where it goes to, in the Mormon temple, when I went through the temple and when Mitt Romney went through the temple, we went through a room called the Washington Anointing Room. We were naked except for a little cloth thing that covered the front and the back and had a hole in the top for our heads to go through, and but we were naked on the sides, and each body part was washed and anointed with water and oil and consecrated for its particular use. Then at the end of that, you were given a secret name that God would call you out of the grave with, and your wife's secret name that you would call her out of the grave. You would be the savior of your wife. And then you were given this garment to wear that would be your protection and covering to help you on your goal to become a god. And you needed to wear this 24 hours a day, basically.
This is
and
the underwear. This is the
underwear. It's under, but it's long, John. I mean, it goes to your knee. Now it goes to your knee and to your, you know, just above your elbow. And when I was a Mormon, it was a one piece with a trap door. Now they have a two piece. They've gotten a little more modernized with it. But on the breasts, the navel, and the knee are the square, the compass, and the rule of Freemasonry. And you know, you look at that, and I, of course, the first time I got it, I just thought, well, these, we were told that these are sacred talismanic markings, and that we should treat this as a holy garment. And so we were wearing these when we went on up to the next part of the Mormon temple ritual, which is the creation room, and then you go into the Garden of Eden room, and the actors perform there the story of creation, the story of the Garden of Eden. And in the Garden of Eden, and in a particular time after Adam and Eve partake of the fruit of the tree, Lucifer is in there now giving instruction and telling them that in order to obey God's law to procreate and replenish the earth, that they needed to have knowledge from the tree that would allow them to know how to do that, and that would, once they did partake of the fruit of the tree, they would become as God, they would become as gods, knowing, and they would then be open toward godhood. Now, Adam and Eve are there, and Adam looks at Lucifer, and Lucifer is wearing what I perceived to be an apron, a Masonic apron, very similar to a past worshipful master's apron, and on that apron is the all-seeing eye, hands in a handshake clasp, and then the square of the compass and the rule of Freemasonry. And Adam says, what is that you are wearing? And Lucifer says, these, pointing to these emblems, these are the emblems of my power and my priesthood. Now, bear in mind, you've just been given a sacred garment. And on that sacred garment are the same markings that he just said, Lucifer says, are the emblems of his power and priesthood. Now, another interesting thing here, as a quick aside, is that the all-seeing eye is on that. Now, the entrance of every Mormon temple is the all-seeing eye.
That's the one that's on the back of the dollar bill.
Same one that's on the back of the dollar bill. And here we are. We're told that this is his emblems. And we walk into this sacred building under this all-seeing eye. We're wearing on our sacred garment the markings of Lucifer. And later on, we go to a place that's called the veil. And as we have gone through, learned all the signs, tokens, secret handshakes, and so forth, to get past the sentinels to become gods, we go to a place that's called the veil. That's going into the celestial end of the whole process of man's journey into godhood. That's what's going on in the temple. And now you're ready to step through, but there's a veil there. But in the veil are slits, and there's like stations down the whole length of the veil. And on the other side of the veil is a man portraying the Lord. on the veil are the slits, the same slits that you have on your breast, navel, and knee. And you put your hands through those things, and at one point you go to what they call the five points of fellowship, except they've removed that name from the temple ritual now. But you go to the five points of fellowship, but this is a Masonic thing where you go foot to foot and knee to knee and breast to breast and hand to back and mouth to ear, which is a Masonic thing. And in the Masons, you say Mahabon or Mahaboni there. In the Mormon temple, you say health of the navel, marrow in the bones, strength in the loins and sinews, power of the priesthood be upon me and upon my posterity through all generations of time. Now, I've just asked for the power of the priesthood. Well, I already had the Melchizedek priesthood, so it wasn't the Melchizedek priesthood to be upon me, but what priesthood was I calling upon myself and my children and my children's children there, but the priesthood that Lucifer says was the emblem of his power and priesthoods. I've got my arms up to the armpits through this thing, through his emblems, calling the power of this priesthood to be upon me. It's
and, you know,
spiritual bondage beyond anything you can imagine.
It's so interesting that all-seeing eye is the emblem of the ancient mystery of religions. And the secret of the ancient mystery of religions, whether it be the Gnostics or the Kabbalists or the certainly of the Rosicrucians, is that we can become God, the message of the Garden of Eden. And there have always been those who worship Lucifer. Who
well, you know, in that God. Time period, in the Babylonian mysteries, the priests wore aprons. The Essenes and the Gnostics in the time of Christ wore aprons. They were called the apron wearers. And the Mormons, the Masons, wear aprons. And in the Mormon temple, another thing that's 180 degrees from biblical truth is that when Lucifer says, "You are naked, quick, cover yourself," and right after this scene that I told you about, we then are instructed as people going through, patrons going through the temple, we are then told to put on our aprons, and we wear in the center of the Mormon temple clothing is a fig leaf apron, manufactured, of course, mine was made out of silk. And we put on this apron, and we wear that as a center of our presence in the holy temple. And yet, God rejected the fig leaf apron as the working of man's own hands. We are told that we have to work our way to salvation, to personal salvation and exaltation, and that's how we become gods. But we have to have this apron as our covering. And Mormons who are temple Mormons, when they pass away, in the coffin, they're buried in their temple clothes with the apron. Masons are buried with their apron.
But do you think the average Mormon has any idea that the God he worships is not the God of heaven, but is Lucifer?
No, I don't think they do, and I think they're spiritually blind, and the scriptures tell about it. It says that in Romans 1 that those who knew God didn't worship him as God, but they created a God likened unto man, and God gave them up. It says God gave them up. They're spiritually blind people. Mitt Romney is spiritually blind. 6 million Mormons are spiritually blind. And it's a spiritual battle for the souls of men and women and families and kids. And right now they've got 50,000 Mormon missionaries who have gone through the temple, are walking around the streets of America and other countries, wearing these garments and having sworn these blood oaths, and they are there again. There's a spiritual blindness that they're good people, and why do crazy people like me persecute them when there's 50 some thousand of them out there at any given time telling people that their churches and the creeds of their forefathers are filthy in God's eyes? What are they doing but persecuting the Christians whom they focus on? There's something in my head after 50 years of daily involvement with Mormonism that says, what's the key here? The key, I think, is that they have bound themselves to Satan, to Lucifer, if you want to use a more kindly name, and anybody that talks about it is like persecuting them. And we're looking at laws about hate crimes, and that speaking out about this is hateful. It's not.
If you care about Mormons, you can point out that, of course, they're on their way to hell. Good people as they may be, as dedicated as they may be, they are worshiping Lucifer, and they've inherited the lie of the ancient Christian religion. We'll be right back here.
Founder of the Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Decker. And before we go on, Ed, I want you to get your web page out so people would know how to get in touch with you and get the great information you have.
Well, a lot of what I'm talking about today is on my website. In fact, I'm doing a new book on the web, and Chapter 12 is The Mormon Plan for America and the Rise of Mitt Romney. You can get it right off the front page of my website. Everything on my website except the books that Harvest House publishes are free. Just some of the copyrighted stuff, but everything else is free. And it's saintsalive.com, just very simply, one single word, saintsalive.com. You can do also eddecker.com, but saintsalive.com will get you there. And www.saintsalive.com. And as I said, I'm also available. In fact, just this morning before we went on the air, I was checking my emails, and I had an email from one of your listeners from Japan.
Really?
So you get out there somewhere. I don't know how you get out to Japan, but you're there.
It's probably the internet. We do shortwave. We a satellite. We've got a pretty good little network put together.
Well, I was amazed that here's this guy in Japan already there. So how that works, I don't know.
Well, but was he for you or against you?
He was very for me.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
No, we have a good listening audience, and it's a real pleasure to have you with us. Well, but let's talk a little bit about this Mormon ideal, that there will come a time when the Constitution will hang by a thread and the Mormon Church will save America.
Well, you see, the Mormons believe, and of course they have believed from Joseph Smith's time. He tried to inaugurate a spiritual communism, which was called the United Order. Even then, with only a few saints, it didn't go too well. That was, everything would be held by the church, and everything would be in common. And in some ways, that's, you see that in the Mormon welfare program today. That's a follow through on that. But they believe that before that, Christ is going to return to a temple in Independence, Missouri, that the word will go out that he's coming and the saints will flock there to greet him. But they believe that prior to that time, and it's in their end times theology, that the Constitution of the United States will fail, will hang by a thread, and be saved by the elders of the church, and that they will usher in a time of peace and prosperity and a theocratic government, that the brethren will take over the reins of the government here. Now, the Mormons have a temple in Washington, D.C. The top floor of that temple already has the furniture in place for the prophet of the Mormon Church to operate this theocratic government. It's already there waiting for this event. They believe, philosophically, I guess, that Christ cannot return until this takes place. And so this is a sort of a whispered thing that in the last days the word will come out. And then that's one of the reasons that the Mormons are, I believe, so encouraged to fill every opening in any kind of an election, from school board elections all the way up to governors and mayors, and fill the ranks with Mormons who, in sort of a way, that's sort of the preparation for the end times theology. That's how it comes to pass, is that there's so many Mormons in the military, in the CIA, in the FBI, in the Secret Service, and in all levels of government, that when this time comes, that they'll be there, the strong ones, to hold the country together, and then in will come the theocracy, the United Order, or the Kingdom of God, which is what they call it these days. The Kingdom of God shall take control, and then Christ can return to Independence, Missouri, for his 1,000-year reign. The lady last night referred to this great event as she talked about Christ returning for his 1,000 years of peace in his millennial reign.
Well, now, what is the significance of the fact that the Mormons, at least in years past, have been told to store food and make preparations for looking after themselves when things?
Well, they believe that there's going to be this upheaval, and that, you know, during this crisis, whatever the crisis is going to be, there's been a lot of conjecture about that in priesthood meetings, but what they believe is that there's going to be an upheaval, and that's when you can't go to the store to buy milk, you can't go get groceries, you can't buy gas, and so basically at that point in time, it's the Mormons who are going to survive because they have the food. And in fact, and again, I know that many Mormons don't even consider this, but when I was a Mormon, and where I was, and the leadership in my area, I'm confining that to my own knowledge here, we were told to buy guns and ammunition, that we may have to defend our food supplies, our storage. And so this is why the Mormons store their food in the case of an event. And of course, you know, it's a big industry within Mormon circles to create and provide all this stuff in Utah and in Idaho, where you have some of these strange churches that are white supremacist groups and so forth. Since the Mormons taught for so many years that the blacks were cursed people. You had an attitude about blacks in some of these churches, like up in Hayden Lake. They were the Church of Jesus Christ of Aryan Nations and things like that. They were offshoots of the Mormon Church. People who got even too crazy for the Mormons, and these men stockpiled weapons and so forth. And you go into southern Utah and you watch out in some of the back areas that you go into, because these people are survivalists. They're armed. They're dangerous, actually.
Well, you know, one of the things that you mentioned is that probably Mitt Romney is not electable as president, but as vice president.
He's a shoo-in as vice president. And I say in my Godmaker's book, 25 years ago, that someday, if they can't get a guy into the office of president, they'll get a guy into the office of vice president. And I'm not a prophet. I'm just saying the likelihood of that president surviving his term in office is minimal.
And this was something that you used to talk about when you were a Mormon. In other words, Mormons have already thought through all of these various things.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's murmuring going on, you know, in the local Mormon wards and so forth. And, wow, is this it, you know. The other thing is that the money's pouring in. The Mormon Church, they say that they're neutral, but I get a thing every other morning or so called LDS Living, and there's a website, LDSLiving.com, and it's put out and controlled by Deseret Books, which is a wholly owned subsidiary. It's owned by the Mormon Church itself. And a few weeks ago, on June 4th, in fact, they had an article in there about how we should be very active in our politics. And at the end of the, you know, Heavenly Father wants us to be active in politics, and that's when they switch you, Mitt Romney.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Ed Decker, who Mason and a Mormon both. And I would preface anything we said by saying I never knew a Mason or a Mormon I didn't like. They're very nice people. I mean, they're very educated people. They're very capable people. And, of course, they are misled, and they're doomed to spend eternity in hell. And if you really care about them, you've got to offend them and tell them the truth. And, Edson, you've been doing this for a long period of time. And I understand that, actually, you've been very, very successful in pointing out to many, many Mormons the fact that, I mean, that this really is a false religion and they're worshiping Lucifer. I mean, how do you go about convincing them that, you know, their whole life is a lie because our religion is who we are?
Well, you know, it's a one-on-one proposition because you join Mormonism, you know, you don't join it in a group and you leave it in an individual way. And some Mormons, it might be the priesthood, other Mormons, it might be the Book of Mormon. Recently, DNA evidence has proven that the Book of Mormon people could never have existed according to what the Book of Mormon says they are. That there's the Book of Mormon claims that there are Jews who came in from Israel to the New World in the area of Mesoamerica, and that the Indians in the United States and Mesoamerica are actually the descendants of these Jews. And yet DNA proves, conclusively has proven that is a false thing, and that the Book of Mormon people could never exist. Science has proven it's wrong. The Book of Abraham is another area that some Mormons look at that. This is scripture, but it turns out to be phony. The actual papyri that Joseph Smith translated to the Book of Abraham turns out to really be the Book of Breathings for Horus. And even then, the Mormons don't flock out. They should just, you know, in mass leave. And they don't do that because they have their bosses are Mormons, their families are Mormon. They, you know, it's a cultural thing that they have to battle. But they do see the light and they leave. Many of them leave just quietly. Some throw out the baby with the bathwater and just never go into a church again. So many of them, they'll find the real Jesus, and that's been the goal. You know, if we tell them that their church is wrong, they've got to know something better is there, and that God really does live, and He's the God outside of creation, and He's not a man who sits on a planet someplace near the great star Kolob. We've seen literally tens of thousands of Mormons coming to know Jesus Christ. And I would say that not only the Saints Alive ministry, but others that we've been involved in and know, probably a million Mormons have left the church. The Mormons have only about a 40% attendance record. So many, 60% of the Mormons don't go to the church anymore. They can't get young men and women to go out in the mission field. And the most surprising statistic that I've discovered, and it was on a Mormon website and in the Salt Lake Tribune, the information that proved that 80% of the converts to the Mormon Church leave the Mormon Church within the first year or two. 80% leave.
And they've tried to poison you how many times?
I've been poisoned twice, and the first time was a pretty bad one. I had about, my doctors later said they probably estimated 7 times the lethal amount of arsenic in my system, but I think the Masons did that one.
Okay.
And I was in Scotland, and I was doing a TV special on the occult origins of Scottish Rite Masonry, and I got poisoned with arsenic poisoning at a pastor's luncheon. And that did me in for quite a while. And then in Salt Lake City at one of our conferences, I was poisoned the second time. And that took about 10 weeks to work through. So I've got a battered up old body, beaten up, shot at, spit on.
Well, the thing is that I think God has a purpose for you. And He's going to see you through this as long as He needs you.
That's right. Well, I have actually a pretty happy guy. You know, Paul says, I'm happy no matter what, and You know, I've got a beautiful family and grandkids that I love, and we look at the generations of, you know, before it was the generations, the third and fourth generations of the Masons and the Mormons, and now it's the fourth generation coming up of Christians in my family, and that's the most exciting thing, because I've got wonderful two wonderful granddaughters who, although I have nine grandchildren, but two of them are in their 20s and they're married and expecting babies right now, so that'll be the fourth generation. And so God has said, you know, that He will bless me to the third and fourth generation. Well, He's going to bless me for many, many more generations unless Jesus comes.
Well, the thing is, I believe that God calls certain people to do certain things, and, you know, there may not be a lot of you out there, but, I mean, He's called you. I mean, you've been faithful, and one person with God can accomplish amazing things.
Well, Dr. Stan, I remember some years ago I was in Ogden, Utah area, and I was preaching in a small Southern Baptist church, and I was going to preach on the errors of the Book of Mormon. When I got into the place, the Lord just said, "You don't do this. Tell them about how you got saved." And so I gave a testimony, and at the end, I had an altar call, and something like 14 Mormons came up and got saved that night.
Really, they came there thinking you were going to talk about the Book of Mormon.
And I just talked about Jesus. And there's one man, he was about 6'7", 6'8", and he was an older man, probably my age now, and beautiful. I just remember it was lanky man, and he had this white hair. It was just this unbelievably white, you know, full head of hair. And he was standing at the altar, and tears were streaming down his face. And he was just saying, "Oh, the joy, oh, the joy." And he was crying, and I remember reaching up, because he was so much taller than me, I reached up and put my hands on his cheeks. And I said, "If no one else in the world gets saved in my ministry, you're the last one. My whole life is still worth it."
God bless you, Ed. Thanks very much.
God bless you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our interview this morning with Ed Decker, who I consider a friend. Incidentally, if you'd like to see Ed, he is one of the people who's interviewed in a video called Riddles in Stone. It's the second in the series, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, and then Riddles in Stone, both put out by Chris Pinto, David Bay, and they really give you a tremendous understanding of the ancient mystery religions and how they're being manifested in what's going on today. This is really what it's all about. You look at the back of the dollar bill, why is that glorified eye there? And that's the symbol of the ancient mystery religions. Why, it, of course, is the proclamation that America is the modern-day manifestation of the ancient mystery religions. And, of course, it reflects the idea that at the time when America was created, the mystery religions were working here. Now, certainly there were many Christians who wanted this to be a Christian republic, but there were others who one day wanted to use the power and military might of the United States to bring about this one world government, the new world religion, the new world leader. And so there's always been this battle within our society between the forces of good, of Christianity, and the occult forces, the forces of Lucifer. And unfortunately, the forces of Lucifer are in full control today. And as President Bush said so well in his first inaugural speech, and the angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. And of course, in the Bible, it's the Lord. So who is the angel? Well, you only have to read the description of what happened in the Garden of Eden to know who the angel was, who told the people that they could be free if they simply eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that's covered in my book, and you can read the exact quotation, Brotherhood of Darkness. So let me suggest you call 1-800-544-8927 and order The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then if you really want to get the advanced degree, why the forbidden secret. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're moving into the final stages of this battle. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Not over in the Middle East. That's simply a distraction to take your attention away from what's happening here at home, as they attack the very soul of America, as they convert our children away from Christianity towards Lucifer's religion, where in schools our children are told, you determine what's right and wrong. How can a 14 or 15 or 16 or 17-year-old child determine what's right and wrong? What they're really being done is indoctrinated in Aleister Crowley's belief. Do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. Aleister Crowley was a Satanist. And we are becoming a satanic nation. Only people who turning back to the Lord, this is the only hope for the survival of a nation. And without a great revival, there is no hope for America. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the internet or archive. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Messianic praise and worship leader, Israeli recording artist, and longtime friend Jonathan Sattel will be in concert Saturday, June the 30th at 10:30 a.m. at the Beth Messiah Congregation, 8333 Acoma Way in Denver. This is a Shabbat concert you won't want to miss. That's June the 30th, 10:30 a.m., Beth Messiah Congregation. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
And to investigators about the case. A wave of suicide and other bombings killed at least 46 people across Iraq Monday. In the single worst attack, a stealthy suicide bomber slipped into a busy Baghdad hotel and blew himself up in the midst of a gathering of pro-U.S. tribal sheikhs, killing 13 people. President Bush was presented with a letter signed by 50 high school seniors in the Presidential Scholars Program. The letter urged to halt the violations of the human rights of terror suspects held by the U.S. The White House says Bush told the students the United States does not torture. In Alabama, one of five men described as members of a self-styled militia pleaded guilty to federal explosives and conspiracy charges Monday. But I know